I've met civic and ISD cheerleader types who are mystified at why many members of the public have such distrust for local government, are highly suspect of what civic cheerleaders are up to, and generally hold a dislike of those who so love to cheer local government growth. Here's a story that well demonstrates why much of the public is as deeply uncomfortable with government at the local level as they are with that in Washington. KCBD-TV reported, Seminole Independent School District Superintendent Gary Larimore received a contract extension after the Board of Trustees unanimously voted to approve a one-year extension. In April, Larimore pleaded no contest to a DWI charge in Seagraves from October of 2015. Yes, the board of not very trustworthy trustees extended the contract of a school chief who didn't just get arrested for being very drunk behind the wheel. Nope, they extended the contract of a man who was driving a school-owned vehicle when he decided to drink and kept driving it after he began drinking and drove it endangering lives while he was sloppy drunk. It's not that he was arrested for DWI, but that he was driving a vehicle belonging to the district, putting all taxpayers at financial risk, that makes this a case where only firing would do. One Seminole resident was quoted in the press at a public meeting earlier this year asking the board if this kid glove treatment is what a janitor would get if drunk behind the wheel of a district vehicle. We know her implications, right? And we know the example this sets for students is wrong. We also see in this decision the same corruption of a type that we see in Washington. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.